Podcast. So guys, we've reached 20 episodes finally after 6 months of doing this podcast. Finally reached 20. Appreciate every single one of you guys who tuned in to listen every day to some tech news. And I'm just gonna make a quick announcement. As you many know, I am a student studying in school, and I have exams coming up. AS exams, I'm sure you know what those are if you live in the UK, but they do them internationally as well. So I do have AS exams coming up pretty soon, and the study leave period is coming up very quickly, so I've got to start revising for them. I've got 4 of them to do, so this will be the last podcast for a while. I'm going to have to study, I'm going to have to do all these subjects and just crack on, because these AS results are very important. But don't you guys worry that the moment I'm finished with my exams, the podcast will resume as normal. It's just that whilst I am in this exam period, in the study leave, I'm going to have to just cut my losses and focus on exam period, examination and studying and all that stuff, because that's more important, unfortunately. I wish it were the other way around, but I have to move on and get these grades, and hopefully in 2 years' time, a little less than 2 years' time, I'll be in a university. But enough of me rambling, let's get on to some news. And it's not so much news today, because there really isn't much. I mean, we can talk about Apple's event and what they announced. They announced a few things at the event. They announced a few subscriptions and a credit card, interestingly enough. It wasn't the most traditional Apple event. It was quite weird. But of course, Apple is shifting from hardware because, the iPhones aren't doing so well. And, like other Chinese manufacturers, or like Chinese manufacturers, not other, I should say, they're moving into the services. I know Xiaomi does plenty with services, apart from its hardware division, where the phones are. And, that's why they can make their phones so cheap, because they pump out services. And, Apple felt the need to go that direction, so that's what they're doing. I don't think they'll lower their prices of their phones, though. I think that'll still stay quite hefty. But we will run down what was announced. There's also a few iPads and a new pair of AirPods, which is pretty much the lesser announcement. That was quite an understated, the AirPods are very popular back in 2016 when they came out. I believe it was 2016 with the iPhone 7. And, ever since then, they've been looking for a Gen 2. People have been looking for a Gen 2, and they came out rather quietly last week. And they incorporate a new sound chip, they have Hey Siri support, and there's wireless charging on the case. Those are the three important sort of improvements over AirPods 1. Not much, to be honest, but it's there. If you don't have AirPods, I suggest, and you've been looking for one, I do suggest you buy them. However, if you do have AirPods, I wouldn't say this is a giant upgrade. In fact, it isn't that big of an upgrade. If you really do need wireless charging, and you have that sort of that pad, you're wirelessly charged around your house, you've got Qi chargers on your desk, on your whatever, then go for it, I guess. But I think the price has stayed the same. That's not an issue exactly, but that's AirPods too. I mean, it's not really that exciting, really. I was expecting to come on here and talk more about them, but essentially there is a new sound chip, there is, wireless charging, and there's, there's a wireless sound, there's a new sound chip, there's wireless charging, and that's pretty much it on it. I think I mentioned something else, but I sort of lost my train of thought, but yeah, I mean, they're not really that new, to be honest. Again, I expected something more from this AirPods 2, considering they were a massive product, but I guess it's a solid upgrade. It's quite understated, but it's a solid upgrade overall. I don't know if the battery life has improved at all. I'll have to check on that. Oh yeah, the other thing was Hey Siri support, which is coming in now. I don't think you need it that much. You can just take the phone, but if you're really integrated and whatnot, then perhaps you'll appreciate it. Those weren't the only things that were announced hardware-wise last week. Well, the week before. Well, no, I think it was last week. New iPads were announced, and this really, you know, expands their range of iPads. They've now got 1, 2, 3, 4 like categories, with of course various upgrades to be had if within one category itself, but they sort of filled in the gaps. There was never something in between a $329 iPad and the iPad Pro to really sort of be a medium. You know, if you wanted the keyboard, you had to get an iPad Pro, and they've now filled that gap in with a mid-range iPad Air, which looks to be great value. It's sort of like the 2017 iPad Pros. The design is practically the same. The only thing that you know, you're losing, in my opinion, apart from, well, you're losing TrueMotion, I guess, which is a 120 hertz refresh rate from iPad Pro 2017, and you're losing quad speakers. But this is a great one. I think this is the best value iPad. It combines, you know, especially we need the keyboard. You can get the keyboard. And it just combines pretty much all that the iPad Pro 2017 had, but it has the A12. Of course, that's marginal, but it does have the A12 in it. And, you know, it's $500, and it's still pretty light to carry around, and it's got a nice big screen. I mean, the screen is laminated. It does have True Tone technology, so that's nice. I mean, you're not compromising anything on that front. And the only thing is, you're getting Apple Pencil 1 if you do want the Pencil, which charges awkwardly through Lightning port instead of, you know, Apple Pencil 2, which magnetically clips onto the iPad Pros. And, you know, whilst you're not getting that all new, brand new design, I still think it's a fantastic deal. And maybe you don't want that brand new design. If you recall, I'm going to plug Jerry Rig Everything's channel here. He did a durability test on the iPad Pro, and it snapped like a feather. I mean, it just went. It looks to be like there's air in between those, you know, aluminium panels, which makes it really light and futuristic, but not very durable when bent. They also released an iPad Mini, finally a refresh, with Apple Pencil 1 support. I think my brother has an iPad Mini 4, running the A8. Yes, that's how old it is. It's 4 years old, running the A8 chip, so that's mental. And, you know, I didn't think they would refresh this. I thought the iPad Mini line was dead, but apparently it isn't. They're just calling it iPad Mini, not calling it iPad Mini 5, just iPad Mini. It's got the A12 and essentially the same hardware as the Mini 4, except the A12 maybe has an upgraded camera or cameras, but who takes pictures on their tablets anyway? Come on. So, yeah, that's going on sale for $400. Which is, you know, a decent price. I think the pricing, they've done nicely with the iPad Air coming in at $500, and pretty nicely with the Mini as well coming in at $400. I think for once I like the pricing on them. Of course, and your regular iPad is still $329 US dollars. And that's the entry level, but at this point, I would just spend a bit more and sacrifice the screen real estate, so that's what you were looking for, and go for the Mini, because it's a much better deal. You get the A12 over the A10, up to 256 gigs of storage. And yeah, I would go for the Mini. I mean, from the A10 to the A12 is quite the jump. The A10 was in the iPhone 7s, the A12 is on the current gen iPhones and iPad Pros as well. So yeah, they finally sort of filled up their range with, you know, a product for everyone, I suppose, you know, with the entry-level It's for the basic stuff for the education, for the mass buying in schools. The Mini is for someone who wants a great small tablet, and I am looking into getting the Mini because it's just such a, you know, such a convenient thing to have and just to take on places and watch media on, and it's nice and small and whatnot. The Air, you know, the Air is for you want to do business or something, or you wanted to type, but you didn't want to spend a ridiculous amount of money. That's what you would do. You'd get the Air, and the Pro is, well, if you're a designer, you know, high level, high performance sort of professional stuff, you can do a lot with those, but not everyone needs it. And that's essentially the new iPads that just got released. Apart from that, they released a couple of subscriptions, interestingly enough. Two in particular, well, they released three. They released Apple TV Plus, Apple Arcade, and Apple News Plus. So once again, this sort of emphasizes Apple's movement into the sort of subscription sort of path, because, you know, previously they wouldn't really do this as much as they're doing it now, but I think, again, they've realized that they need to start providing services, because that's the way to go. The monthly subscription model is the model, it's the way forward, essentially. It's, you know, I think we will see the Apple TV, just the box, be less and less of a necessity in the future. And I think these subscriptions will sort of take over that, I think. But let's get into them. Essentially, they released Apple TV, Apple News Plus, Apple TV Plus, Apple News Plus, and Apple Arcade. So Apple News Plus is essentially a subscription service for magazines and newspapers. I think it's just magazines, actually. But anyway, yeah, they've got all sorts of magazines. You can read them everywhere. They've got things like Wired, Science and Tech, ESPN, Sports Illustrated. They've got like three or four pretty nice publications, you know, pretty well-known, recognized publications on for each category. And you get a one-month free trial. You get family sharing for up to six family members. You can read on the go with every device that you have. It'll sync across. That's expected. You do get newspapers. You get the Wall Street Journal and the LA Times, at least for the US. I suppose that if you change your region, you'll get other stuff. You can personalize to your interests. World-class editors are curating this, and it's designed for every single device, apparently. And it starts at $10 a month after a month's free trial. So this is the most understated of the subscriptions. We had something similar with iBooks. You know, you could buy certain publications, but I think that was a once, you know, one purchase, one mag subscription. This is sort of a monthly subscription service. I think this will eat up iBooks if it's not already dead. But it looks nice, I guess. I mean, high resolution magazines, and they look great on the iPad Pros. Massive screen where it fills up the whole thing. I suppose that'll look fantastic, but, you know, I think you put that blue light filter on and you start reading this at night. Yeah, I can see that. I can see people who'd want that, but no, I really see no criticisms with this. I mean, I'd probably sign up for it. I am a avid magazine reader. I like my Top Gear, I like my Billboard, and my, you know, my magazines, my Wired, my T3, all that stuff. So I'd probably pick this up if I wasn't on Android and if I was an iOS user, because it looks nice. $10 a month for me is a bit steep, considering, you know, you can get your newspapers for a lot less. And, well, yeah, you can get newspapers for a lot less. You know, if you sign up to their website, you get billed monthly. But this gives you a lot, and it's in within the Apple ecosystem. And it looks nice. It looks nice. And, you know, with or without Apple News Plus, you will have coverage of current events on just the news app. Without News Plus, so just have the news app with your news stories. And, you know, you can still personalize that. So that's free. Just if you want to pay for all the publications and newspapers and whatnot, you can pay. And you'll get this. The second subscription is Apple Arcade. This is interesting because we've never seen Apple really focus this much on games, but I believe this is for the Apple iPad, iPhone as well, This is sort of a Stadia sort of thing, I can see. So you've got one subscription. There's no ads and no in-app purchases. You can play offline. And, of course, you can sync between the iPhone, the iPad, and the MacBook. And there's, oh, wow, access to 6 family members. So you can play with your family or friends. And they've sort of done the same thing as in Apple News. They've sort of partnered up with developers. And there's a lot of nice-looking games, nice original games. Oceanhorn 1 was nice. They've got Oceanhorn 2. They've got stuff like Beyond the Steel Sky. These are pretty much all indie games, it looks like. Oh, and there's Sonic Racing in there. There's, yeah, well, Sonic Racing in there. There's No Way Home. Monomals. These all appear to be indie games. But they look all pretty fun, to be honest. I mean, let's see here. Hot Lava looks nice. Like, the floor is lava in real life. You know, that's a fun concept, I suppose. But, yeah, I mean, I'm glad Apple's adopting gaming. They haven't really focused on it, but, you know, it's nice to see them do it in this way, I suppose. I mean, a monthly subscription to a gaming service is nice. Probably won't compete with anything that PlayStation or Xbox has because, you know, they're established and, you know, but the pricing is not announced yet. It's not come out yet. It's coming this fall. So we'll see if more, you know, if it catches some fire and more developers sort of sign up for this, and it can be a really good way to game on a MacBook, for example, which you couldn't really do, you still can't really do, like, if you want to play decent games, decent high quality games, and these, no, these are nice, these look quite good. So yeah, the last subscription, and pretty much the biggest one, is Apple TV Plus. So this is essentially a, also coming this fall, by the way, a way to, you know, it's on the Apple TV app, and you've got behind the scenes to documentaries, you've got sneak peeks of documentaries, behind the scenes, yeah, again, behind the scenes, you get exclusive stuff. There's not really that much information, it just sort of says, coming this fall, she's here, the mind's behind the stories, and a sneak peek. So I'm guessing this is exclusive sort of movies and documentaries that you get to watch. I suppose that's it. I'm not too sure, but hopefully that's the case. You get something exclusive. It's for your Apple TV. If you have Apple TV, consider this on, consider getting this this fall. I don't know, again, the pricing is not revealed here, but that's Apple TV Plus. I mean, there's not much else I can really tell you guys about it. It's, you know, I mean, again, another subscription service. It has original shows and movies across every genre. And it's coming this fall. It's, that's it. That's all it says. The most creative minds in television and film tell the kinds of stories only they can. That's what the Apple website says. So we'll see what that is extensively in the future, I suppose. When it does come out this fall, we'll see if it's any good. But that's it for the Apple news, and that's pretty much it for the news. The big news was the Apple stuff. There isn't that much sort of Android thing. Just a quick confirmation that the S10 is indeed the phone that I will be getting. There is the S10 normal, the ugly middle child, by the way, not the Plus or the E. I'm one of those who wants the premium features in a slightly smaller package. Kill me. Right, so this is also one news, one bit of news for the S10s, which, you know, could be nice. They're going to get 25 watt fast charging support via OTA next month. So, you know, that bodes well for me. I'm getting my S10 fairly soon. Going to say goodbye to my Mi A1, beloved Mi A1. Served me well over the past year and a half. And we'll say hello to the S10. But yeah, it's going to get 25 watt wireless charging, and they currently have 15, which isn't much compared to, you know, 40 watts from Huawei and all that stuff, but we're going to get 25 watts in an OTA, which is nice. And that's basically it. Thank you guys for listening to episode 20 of the Tech Search podcast. As I said, there won't be any episodes for a while I'm in the examination period, but after that we'll resume, and I'll see you in a while. Episode 21 of the Tech Search Podcast.